This is the Solution Building Podcast with Mark Eastman. Thank you for listening. Today's solution, use some help when chasing your tail.
If you're in the construction business, I'll bet you've asked yourself, how can running a business be this hard? There's never enough time to get everything done. I'm barely making minimum wage. I could work less and make more if I were flipping burgers. It sucks that nobody told you the business side of construction would be like this. I'm Mark Eastman, and as a professional builder and general contractor for over 40 years, I've felt that pain. That's why, as the owner of Timber Creek Construction, I developed systems to make the business side of construction easier. Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast, where we'll discuss construction problems and solutions. Now, here's my friend, Nick Natarella, with this week's solution.
Use some help when chasing your tail. It helps cut down on the dizzy. Last week, we discussed how being too busy is often self-inflicted and how we usually have more control than we think. This is not to say that being really busy is a bad thing. It's just something we need to be aware of and understand how it works. There were 8 points made for accomplishing this. The last one was delegate where you can. I pointed out that delegating is something I struggle with, so that's where we're going. By nature, I try to do everything myself. It is my business, after all. Serving my customers well is my responsibility. But me doing everything limits how much I can do. I need to spend more time building the business and less time working in the business. Over the last several years, I have been working hard to figure out who exactly God has designed me to be, what my strengths and weaknesses are. As I worked through this process, I reached a conclusion. God's intended purpose for me is to help as many people as possible find solutions for building their dreams, even if they may not know they're looking for them. There is a limit to how many people I can help by myself. In Exodus 18:13-26, Moses was trying to solve all the issues of all the people. There were so many who needed help, and he couldn't take care of it all. His father-in-law saw this and recommended that he share the load and put his energy and focus on what God designed him to do, not everything. If I'm going to help more people and help them well, I need to share my load, just like Moses. One of the problems with delegation is that too often the sharing of the load is done without much clarity or planning. Positions get filled with the first warm body that comes along and says yes. Rather than helping carry the load, this often just makes it heavier. If you have ever experienced this, it makes it harder to share the load the next time. Even with my amazing virtual assistant, Emily, I can still get caught doing things myself simply because I can do them. If it's something I can do, why bother her with it? Because that's why I hired her, to help me with the load. In the construction business, there are always towering mountains that need to be moved. The key to moving the mountains is to share the shovels. I'm going to be careful and intentional about who gets a shovel. I need to make sure the shovel and the person using it are a match. Now, who's getting the next shovel? Even if delegating doesn't come naturally to me, it's needed if I'm going to fulfill God's purpose of helping as many people as possible find solutions for building their dreams. If you would like some help moving your business mountains, schedule a free 30-minute call by clicking the link below in the description and let us help you with your shoveling.
Thanks for listening to the Solution Building Podcast. If you'd like more information on business systems and coaching that can help you be more successful, check out the blog archives at solutionbuilding.net. While you're there, download a free copy of the 7 bid mistakes that cost contractors a fortune and how to avoid them. It'll show you how to save time, be more profitable, and have satisfied customers. At Solution Building, we find solutions and build dreams through coaching, consulting, and constructing. This is Mark Eastman, and thanks for taking the time to listen to me thinking out loud.